Hi.
Oh, ahoy there. Oh, Craig.
Ahoy there, Martin Bain Jones.
Ahoy there, Craig Children of the Independent on Sunday. Is the Independent on Sunday still going? I can't remember.
The is iOS. It? No, I don't believe it is.
No, no. I think the reader died, I think.
He died and passed his remaining copies on to a younger member of the family who decided to go a different way, chose the Daily Mail. Daily Mail, the only newspaper which seems to be thriving these days, Martin. If only we'd taken those offers back in the day.
Oh, I know. Just think we'd be kings of the Fifth Estate.
I know.
Oh, dear, oh dear. Anyway, never mind. It's all right. How goes it? How goes it in Algiers?
Well, not too bad. I'm basically stuck in a holiday in Algiers. I mean, can we call it a regime? They seem to have things pretty much under control, actually. He locked down, him continue. We've got, I mean, I think it's something like knocking on 6,500 active cases. Only, interestingly.
Yes.
I think about 4,000 of those are in Algiers. But only, I think the last count was 537 fatalities, which is
that's very impressive,
I have to say,
isn't it?
Less than was killed in May last year by the military police. So we're doing pretty well, actually. How are things in Downhill?
In Herefordshire. Dunnell. It's all, yes, it's good. Well, it's getting a little bit stressful.
Sorry,
obviously,
Dunnell.
Because
Dunnell. Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Sorry,
yes,
I forget.
Dunnell.
It's one of those. Yes. It's like Chumley, isn't it? You say it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or
Downhill.
Fanshawe.
Sorry?
Fanshawe. Featherstonehaugh.
That's spelled Fanshawe. Simon Fanshawe spells his name Fanshawe.
That was for ease. Because actually the original spelling of Fanshawe was Featherstonehaugh.
Oh, really?
Featherstonehaugh.
Yes, I think that would be a more appropriate name for Simon Fanshawe. But anyway, let's...
Anyway, we do digress.
What's happening?
Well, it's good. The seedlings are all doing very, very, very well. We have a considerable acreage of mulch too. Sorry, you might have missed this, but I'm now one of the country's leading growers of the mulch too. We're going to be struggling for pickers. That's the truth.
Do you know what, Martin? You could have a field full of people on furlough. You know, you could have market consultants, advertising executives, runners from film companies. I mean, it just could be you could be overrun.
Well, it's exactly right. I mean, I started off thinking, well, it's marvellous. I'll just get some village people. And they don't seem to have bitten in quite the way I hoped they would. I put a few postcards up around the village. Not a sausage.
Isn't it funny thing how the present situation, I call it that, so that these podcasts remain evergreen.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I do like present situation. That could apply to anything.
You could be listening to this in 6 years' time, rather than being in the straitened times we find ourselves now. One of the things about this epidemic, it does make you realise how useless you are. And I'm talking about anybody who's not a key worker has suddenly discovered how surplus they are to the nation's requirements. Would you agree?
Oh, I think that's entirely right. I mean, I think it becomes a little bit more obvious that I would have thought about half the jobs in our country are really just made up.
They're just jobs
to keep people. It's basically shuffling paper. I'm going to give you some paper that these people over here are going to make, and these people over here are going to make a desk. I'd like to sit at the desk and shuffle the paper as it comes through.
Here's some paper which some key worker is going to deliver under constant threat to his life.
Yes.
I'm just going to move that around your desk, and your task is to think of a title. Think of a job that you do.
I mean,
that's basically it.
But these
key workers, Martin, there's only a few thousand of them. There's millions of people in Britain, and none of them have got a proper job.
No.
That's what we've discovered, isn't it?
No. Well, exactly. None of us really has a proper job. I mean, apart out of the Mange 2 season, I'm totally surplus to requirements.
Yes, true.
You know, there'll always be a need for sandwich descriptions, though, won't there?
Well, yes, and I think we have a really exciting range actually planned for the autumn. I had a little sneak preview.
Did you?
You know, Well, basically, I mean, what's happening is we were using a lot of processed cheeses in our sandwiches, and there's a whole new move now. We're going to be bringing in, we're going to actually be making the cheese in the UK, and it's going to be proper fermented, cared for cheese.
Lovely.
Not at all processed whatsoever. So, for example, Gloucestershire Cobbler, that's going to be going in. Ayrshire Badger, that's a delicious cheese with a very
Guilty
pungent,
Bishop.
Guilty Bishop, yes. Mm. Yes, plenty of that. And we're going to have these, we're going to have a whole range of sandwiches. Oh, and I have to say, rye bread, some of it, Martin.
Goodness
anyway,
me.
I got extremely excited anyway when I saw this little sneak preview of the menu. I've been here before. I've been here before. It's always a lot of big talk just before a new menu comes out.
Of course,
sure enough,
of course.
I'm sure when we come out the other end.
Oh, they talk up a pastrami, don't they? Oh, they talk up a pastrami.
And in the end, it's just a, you know, it's just a ham sarnie, if I should
agree.
But, you know,
yes, right.
But we live in hope, Martin. We live
well,
in
we
hope.
Well, we do.
I know how you're keeping Seoul together with all this wonderful culture that we're going to discuss during the programme, but how are you keeping body together?
Well, it comes down to the mange tout husbandry, basically. I mean, it's not a conventional fitness regime, but, you know, there's an awful lot of just seeds that have to be sown and bags have to be carried and quad
you're
bikes.
You're not doing
that
yourself, are you? You're not actually.
Yeah, I'm doing quite a bit of it at myself at the moment. Oh. But, you know, I'm sort of, I walk a great many miles, I should think, each day. I should start looking at the step count on my telephone, but I should think it's substantial.
Pretty sizable. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Getting the peas in, getting the fertilizer on, getting the manure spread, getting all that stuff, and then getting round the village and pinning these ruddy things up, see if I can get village people to come.
Yeah, and those sacks of fertilizer, they're not
oh, they're not light.
Are they?
No, they're not. They're not.
I bought one of those once. Yes.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, really. I mean, it absolutely escapes me now. I think it was Amazon. I sort of overordered. But yes, yeah. I mean, it was a pretty weight. I can tell you. No, I can imagine.
They probably had you down as running a bomb factory or something. Maybe they thought you were, you know, running a little bomb kitchen. Non-farmers, non-agricultural use fertiliser. I think that'd be very suspicious. You're probably on a list.
Well, yes.
Not for the first time, I'd have thought. But I have to ask, Craig Children, still in a... What sort of size is the hotel room you're in?
Well, it's boxy.
Yes.
You know, it's boxy. I mean, it's usual. I mean, most hotel rooms in the Holiday Inn, and believe you me, I've reviewed a few of them, they conform to a certain platonic ideal of bed, desk, slightly questionable chair, trouser press.
Yes, trouser press.
So, yeah, I never sit on the chair, by the way. I always get a towel and I fold the towel over and I put the towel on the chair. Do you know why?
Tell me.
You've probably never stayed in the Holiday Inn. But people, I'll just paint the picture. Somebody runs a bath.
Yes.
Okay. Picture this in your eyes. You run a bath, in goes the hot, in goes the cold, mix it up, swoosh it round, whatever your method. And then you think, oh, wait a minute, I haven't checked my emails. And you go back naked and you sit on the chair before you get in the bath. Are you picturing what I'm picturing?
I'm guessing it's patterned, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Very dense check.
Yes, a dense check.
Slightly worn wooden varnish on the legs.
Yes, that's right. Yes, a little bit scratched around where the hands might be on the arms there.
Particularly scratched there.
Right. Yes, and then when you look at it quite closely, you suddenly start to see a little skid mark, don't you?
Yes, it's tiny at first, isn't it? And then the longer you look, the more skid marks you see. It's a bit like I don't know. I imagine photographing deer or something when you're in a dense woodland. And you suddenly see one. You suddenly see the ears of one pair of one deer, and then you look more closely. There's 20 deer in the bush.
Well, exactly. What you thought was part of the sort of the faux Paul Smith design.
Yes, exactly.
Actually,
skid marks
jumps out at you like a magic eye
or a Dvorak pattern, and suddenly
start seeing them everywhere.
Yeah, you see them everywhere. Oh, skid marks.
That's right. Yes.
Ceiling to floor. Not just on the chair, obviously. I mean, they start on the chair.
You realise some of these people are sitting everywhere in their rooms.
How did that one get up there? On the Artex as well.
That can't have been comfortable or easy.
Oh, yes. So I just pop a little towel on there. I just pop a towel, towel and that's all bases covered. But I do find it's, you know, it's quite it's quite a good place for a workout. I've been following this Joe Wicks. Have you been doing that? Have you heard of this?
I've heard of Joe Wicks. He's doing a sort of an online, what I was going to say, an aerobics course. That dates it. I bet it's not that. It'll be a cardio workout or something. What is he doing?
Well, what he mainly does is has the most, I mean, he's practically got a cleavage, Martin. I mean, one wouldn't normally say that a man had breasts.
Yes.
But Joe Wicks has a cracking set of bangers. He really does. I mean,
really?
He does a fat-burning workout. He does a full-body Tabata workout. You know, there's the Hollywood hit, the 15-minute full-body.
He should do it, try and get the crankshaft on a 57 Massey Ferguson going. That's a workout, let me tell you.
Yeah, that I'm not sure he could manage. But it is a very, very entertaining, very, very entertaining show. And I recommend you join in. I mean, I don't even do the workout. I just sit there with a packet of crisps, frankly. But no, you need to see a picture of him, as I say.
Okay, I'm calling him up now on my... oh, I see what you mean. There he is. Yes.
Yeah.
There is the body coach. He looks a little bit like he might have been in... who was that band that had a hit with Rockabye? Rockabye? Nickelback. Looks like the guy from Nickelback.
A little bit like Nickelback. A little bit like Alfie Bo.
Somewhere between Nickelback, Alfie Bo, and John the Baptist. There
yes.
you go.
Yes, exactly.
Got him. Yeah. Got him in three.
Boom shakalaka. Yeah. Well, I found a very interesting site. Have you heard of Cameo? It's a website.
Okay, I'm going to find it. Cameo, okay.
I use this word extremely loosely.
Oh.
Celebrities.
Yes.
Upload messages, birthday messages for fans. Okay, so it's a bit like...
Oh, I see. No, I'm on it. Not just for fans, but for money as well. Oh, you can get Sean Astin, who's an actor from Lord of the Rings, and he will do a personalised message for you for the sum of £244.85. You might be able to talk him down to 82 or 81 pence. You never know.
I'm struggling to remember what Sean did in Lord of the Rings.
He was a hobbit.
Probably a hobbit. I've clicked on his page and he's...
Wow.
He's responding to me.
Hang on, you haven't just paid £244.85, have you? He's not saying, hey, Craig. Craig.
That's really
hobbity,
annoying.
Hobbity, hobbity.
And
I wonder what the Cameo cut is, though. That's the presumably they've got to take a slice, haven't they? Cameo's not doing it for the good of its health. Not with a website like this. Oh, right. It doesn't come
maybe
cheap.
Maybe that's why there's just a little bit of pence added on the end. That's what the actor gets.
Yes, that'll be it. Oh, my
Richard
goodness.
Richard Kahn. Who's Richard Kahn?
I don't know. I literally can't help you there.
He's clocking up £66.40 per whore of larynx. And, wow, yeah, I can't even find... Oh, Home Improvement. There you go.
Okay.
Home Improvement.
Listen,
no doubt he's going to get himself a new pair of curtains because that he could... Those that he's posed by...
I mean, listen,
refreshing.
I know we're having a laugh about this and everything, I can promise you next time, Stormy Daniels, £207.50-something or other.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah. I hope the Donald paid more than that.
Martin, what have you been watching?
What have I been... Oh, I tell you what, I've started watching the lovely new Sally Rooney series.
Oh.
Yes. Normal people.
About that.
Yes, everyone's talking about it. Have you seen it?
I have. I've watched... it was sort of released in one... This is the way things happen now, isn't it? You don't get an episode every week. It just sort of vomits the thing all over you. So, yes.
Yes.
So I've watched the first three. I thought it was very, very well done. Did you read the book?
Oh, it's wonderful. Shortlisted, I think it was Booker. But was it Man Booker shortlisted? I think it was. No, I haven't.
I think it was.
Oh, it's a wonderful, lovely book. Lovely book.
Yeah,
haven't read it.
Beautiful book. I mean, incredible. Beautiful poetry. Beautifully done. Very sensitively told. I didn't read it either. But I gather an absolute knockout.
Yes,
They've done a wonderful job of adapting it, haven't they? One thing I did hear about normal people is they actually had, and this probably, and this is probably part of the reason it's got such impact, they had an intimacy coach. Perhaps it's like coaching in sport, you know, it's like, go on, get in there, give her a good rummage.
I mean, do you think, well, exactly, is that, do they...
Pin her to the bed, you know.
Do they have tactics and set pieces? Do they put sort of little squiggles and arrows?
Remember what we did in practice? Yeah, remember what we did in practice? Break the clinch, that kind of thing.
Okay, break and, clinch. Okay, just take five. I'm going to tell you what was good about that, what was bad. Meanwhile, the director's going, we meant to finish this by lunchtime.
On the other hand, a slightly saucy, because you've got to get people in the mood, haven't you?
It's got to be good, hasn't it? She can't.
A little bit of sauce. That's a little bit of sauce on the side.
Yes. Come on, boobs, come on, boobs. Jonesy, come on! Shouting from the sidelines. Come on! Get over it! Get in there! Get in there! Go straight for the ball! But sorry, I'm on the sidelines again, aren't I?
Yeah.
I can see how it worked. I remember being in a school production of Hero and Leander, in which I played the one of the title roles. I was the beautiful Hero, the female lead. Leander was played by one of the rugby team, and we had quite a number of intimate clinches on stage, and we were just told to get on with it. Nobody said do this. It was quite awkward.
You didn't have your intimacy coach was pretty blunt about it then, really.
Well, yes, Guy Hodgson Corbetton, who was playing Leander, he certainly let nature follow things through, if you know what I'm saying.
He was a free spirit, that's what you're saying.
He was a free spirit, certainly. He improvised quite a lot on the night.
And no doubt the production was all the richer for that.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was.
I do wonder how one becomes an intimacy coach. Presume you segue into that from something earlier. You don't start off. You don't go for your sixth form interview and say, well, what, you know, so Cassandra, what were you thinking of? What were you thinking of doing?
Well,
I'm assuming she's female. There you go. That's quite sexist, isn't it, probably? But anyway,
well, you'd hope it would be.
She's probably female. You couldn't have an intimacy coach. She was a man, could you?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. If you were a man and someone said, oh, what do you do at a party? And said, oh, I'm an intimacy coach. You'd think.
You'd get arrested immediately.
Not sure I like that.
No, I think.
Whereas a female intimacy coach, you think, oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful what you're doing.
Oh, how sensitive and delightful.
Oh, that's lovely. Very
perhaps
nice.
Perhaps it's something, you know, basically, this is how you become an intimacy coach. You go to university, you do a degree, you come out at the end of the degree and you think, well, that was a waste of time, wasn't it? So maybe something like English or history. And then you say, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to retrain as a psychotherapist. And then you do a couple of years as a psychotherapist and say, I am bored to my back teeth of listening to people's stupid problems. And then
that's
you think,
right.
What about just being a sex therapist? And then you basically say to people, come to me with your, you know, come to me with your problems if you're reasonably good looking. And then after a while, you think sex therapy, it's basically, I'm just dishing out the same information time after time.
Yeah.
Listen to each other, talk to each other, that sort of thing. And you think, I know what I'm going to do. It's time to become an intimacy coach. Or it's a complete left turn. Do you know what I mean? What does an intimacy coach do in lockdown?
Well, revision. I think you go back to basics. What's on the cards for your immediate itinerary, Craig? What as you look the weeks ahead? What have you got to do?
There's actually another group of English people in this Holiday Inn. Sorry, did I mention to the listeners that I'm basically stuck in the Holiday Inn in Algiers?
Yes.
Anyway, they were on a wood preservers conference. Wood preservers. Yes, the worshipful company of wood preservers.
Goodness.
They had a sort of team building, I suppose.
Well, I know how they do that. Yes. Goodness me.
You know, play my cards right with the regime, I might get to hang out with the worshipful company of wood preservers.
I wonder where they stand on Ronseal, for example. I mean, is that, I suppose that's probably,
I imagine that
that's
is
probably anathema. Of course
upon.
It is. That's varnish.
Yes, no, it'll all be beeswax.
Oh,
and,
yes, proper oil, linseed oil.
Natural oils.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, linseed.
Oh, they'll love a bit of that.
Yeah. I tell you, I cannot wait.
Listen, we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know where. Oh, the Queen said that. That was nice, wasn't it? Very touching. We'll meet again.
Just lovely.
Oh, don't know where.
It's just lovely. Do you know what? I thought she nailed it,
yes.
The monarch.
Oh. Anyway, listen, dehoy.
Long may she
long
remain.
May she
yeah, dehoy.
Dehoy.
Dehoy. Dehoy. And we'll see you next time for more
nonsense.
More nonsense from the front line of the zeitgeist.
Time Ghost was written and created by Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller. It was produced by Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard. This was a Hattrick podcast.